So, folks, I will ask Carla, please, to read item 895. Thank you all for your patience. We appreciate it. We're about 25 minutes late, and I know people's time is valuable, so I want to thank you for your patience. Please read item 895.
Mm-hmm. Appeal of Landon Kroll against Design Commissioner's decision of denial for design review of a new 5 to 6 story, approximately 70-foot-tall, 17-unit apartment building in the Central East Side Subdistrict of the Central City Plan District at 1122 Southeast Ankeny Street, LU16-184-524-DZM.
Colleagues, does anybody have any new ex parte contacts to declare? Nobody has any ex parte contacts to declare. Does anybody have any questions that they need to ask regarding ex parte contacts? Seeing none. I will ask staff to come up to the table to provide an update. While they're doing that, I want to be clear, there is new evidence in the record. Participants will need to be allowed to testify about the new evidence. Typically, what we would do is we would allow 3 minutes per person, or if people feel like they need more than that, if people could let us know. And so, you know, the run of show will be I'll allow the applicant to describe or testify to the new evidence. I'll allow any other participant to testify to the new evidence, and then we will deliberate and hopefully come to a conclusion. And if I got that wrong, I will absolutely be corrected by legal counsel at some point. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, council members. My name is Grace Jeffries from the Bureau of Development Services. I have a brief presentation for you today, which consists of 6 parts. Background information, council feedback from the last hearing, revisions since the last hearing, how the revisions address the council's comments, a staff recommendation, and the alternatives facing the council. So, in terms of the background summary, the pre-application conference for this proposal was held on February 16, 2016, and was followed by the design review application and 5 design commission hearings, and ended in the denial of the application. That decision was then appealed to the City Council, and this is the 4th City Council hearing of that appeal. Through the design review process, the Design Commission found that the proposal did not meet all the applicable approval criteria. Therefore, the request was denied. 7 design guidelines were cited as not being met. These included A4, A5, C2, C3-1, C3-2, C4, and C5. Under their final findings, the Design Commission identified 3 major aspects of the proposal that did not meet the guidelines. These include the massing scale and bulk of the sidewalls, the impact of the open stairwells on adjacent properties, and the quality and permanence of the proposed metal cladding. At the last hearing held on June 21, 2017, a revised proposal was presented to the council with 4-foot setbacks on the south side, a slightly reduced height for the tower on Southeast 12th, and the addition of wood cladding. The council commented that with the setbacks in the wood siding, the massing on the south side appeared more contextually responsive. However, the council still had several concerns, including the contextual response on the north and east property lines, the impact of noise and light from the open stairwells on adjacent residents, and the impact of construction on adjacent properties, as well as the challenges of ongoing maintenance of cladding on the 0 lot line walls. The appellant has now submitted a further revised design, and as requested, a full set of design review drawings was submitted to BDS staff review prior to this hearing. This package was forwarded to the council, shared with interested parties, and uploaded to the city's website for public access a couple weeks ago. As recommended by BDS, the appellant also held a preliminary fire and life safety meeting, and the minutes for this meeting are attached to this memo that you have in front of you, hopefully. So this revised design incorporates the changes appellant presented at the 3rd hearing, as well as new revisions added to respond to the council's comments. This includes setbacks on the property lines on the south, north, and east, including 4-foot setback on the south property line with added windows on those elevations, a 3-foot setback along part of the north property line with added windows, and a 1-foot 6-inch setback for the remainder of that property line, as well as a new 3-foot setback along part of the east property line adjacent to the Sturgis property, which is the property immediately to the north of Southeast 12th Avenue lot. It also includes the slight height reduction of the tower on Southeast 12th and the addition of the stained cedar wood siding. As well, there's a new provision of a construction management plan, and like that offered to the neighbors to the south, the neighbor to the north was offered a baseline evaluation of their structure for comparisons of the conditions before, during, and after construction. So how these revisions address the council's previous comments. So the setbacks proposed provide the opportunity for a more contextual response at the sidewalls, and massing changes and added windows help reduce the scale of the tall, exposed sidewalls. These setbacks also help address construction and maintenance concerns by allowing construction and maintenance to occur without necessarily imposing on the neighbors' properties. These setbacks would have been welcomed by the Design Commission during the design review process. The stained cedar vertical wood siding will provide a durable, more residential feel for the neighborhood. The construction management plan addresses concerns about the impact of construction on the adjacent neighbors. It illustrates how the construction can occur without imposing on the neighbors' properties, if necessary, and by switching to a less impactful foundation system addresses concerns about impacts the construction might have on these adjacent structures. As well, the baseline evaluation offered to the immediate neighbors will document existing conditions as well as help the appellant's contractor develop recommendations for construction protection measures and monitoring, if necessary, to protect the foundations during construction. The appellant advised that the project will follow the reasonable recommendations of the study. And finally, in response to concerns about the open stairwells, several changes were made that flow from the increased setbacks, including moving the elevator shaft and adding open walkways on the upper floors. The stairwells have been placed behind the walkways as viewed from the Sturgis property to address concerns about the impact of lighting and noise from the open stairwells. The extent of these open areas has increased due to the relocation of the elevator shaft. However, these walkways are set back from the property lines by approximately 12 feet. New screening has not been added to the stairwells in order to preserve the passage of natural light between the building segments, which was desired by the adjacent neighbors. So the staff recommendation. This site is in the central city and has zoning allowances greater than those allowed directly across the street, which is outside the central city. These allowances allow for larger scale development with potential to have greater impact on the surrounding built environment. With these larger allowances comes a greater responsibility to respond to context. Therefore, a design overlay was added in these higher density areas. This site is also located at the very edge of the central city plan district, and additional guidelines were added here to ensure that the transitional nature of the area is considered. These include C3-1, which is designed to enhance existing themes in the district, and C3-2, which is respect adjacent residential neighborhoods. Given the small size of the site, the unusual shape of the lots, and the ambitious programming, from the start, staff had major concerns with how the proposal would meet the design guidelines, as discussed with the appellant at the pre-application conference. With this revised proposal, staff would like to have seen even further breakdown of the massing, which would have in turn allowed for more refinement of the composition. However, the changes that have been made help the design move closer toward meeting the guidelines. Based on these changes, staff feels most of the council's concerns at the last hearing have been addressed and is now the council's task to make findings on this case. Alternatives facing the council include denying the appeal and upholding the Design Commission's decision to deny the proposal, grant the appeal and overturn the Design Commission's decision to deny the request, thereby approving the appellant's revised proposal, or thirdly, grant the appeal and overturn the Design Commission's decision to deny the request with added conditions of approval and or further design revisions, thereby approving a revised proposal.
Fritz.
So we would have to add more conditions of approval if we wanted to do number three. Is that
That's correct?
Correct. And have you drafted those? Do we know what those
staff does not have any conditions of approval to add.
Okay.
I just need clarity on the second option, grant the appeal, because it doesn't say thereby approving the appellant's revised proposal on the screen, which is what you said.
Right. Well, I guess the third on the third option, I mentioned revised because that would be further revised. I guess we are speaking to the appellant's proposal that is sitting on the table at this moment.
So we would be approving the revised proposal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I should have said a further revised proposal.
We would be granting the appeal. We would be overturning the design commission's decision to deny the request with conditions of approval or design revisions, and thereby approving a revised proposal. Is that right?
We could add
that's what I've written down.
We could add the date of the proposal
to
help clarify that.
Great.
So if we were to do that, I would think we would have to have a condition of approval about the construction management plan and the mitigation for that. What happens if it turns out when they're doing the pile driving or the foundation that they can't use the auger, that they have to go to pile driving?
Well, I think at that point they will have their construction management plan in place. They will be doing monitoring because they had done it. If the neighbor so allows them, they will have done a baseline for the adjacent neighbors, and they'll be continuing monitoring those foundations. So my thought would be that they would proceed with care. It'll be a monitored process. So you could add a condition of approval.
Yes, it's like these are fragile, very old houses. And I know we had lots of discussions at council about central city pile driving and how disruptive that is even to new buildings adjacent to them. So I'd be very concerned if they were had to change.
Yeah, you may want to ask the applicant that as well. But
yeah, I don't mean to be a stickler, but I've been coached that I'm not allowed for us to bring new items to the table other than the design review issues. So the construction issue, I think it's appropriate if we want to ask them if they happen to come up. I think it's an appropriate question, but it should not necessarily be considered in the case of this particular appeal.
Well, I would actually maybe argue against that. Because, I mean, there are approval criteria on respecting adjacent residential neighborhoods and designed to enhance themes in the district.
Mayor, well, let's ask
Mayor,
him.
I'm
let's
gonna,
get him up here. Commissioner Fish.
Yeah, I want to foreshadow. I'm ready to – today I'm prepared to cast a vote on this issue, and I think it would be helpful to have appellant tell us – answer any questions council has to see if we're all in accord. As a way of resolving that issue.
So legal counsel, just to be clear, so we still have to stick to the process, which is the appellant gets some amount of time. Why don't we do this? Why don't we give the appellant as much time as they need to make their case, and then we don't charge them time to ask our questions and have our deliberations? Then we'll give opposing parties the same amount of time. Does that seem like a fair proposal?
Yes, as long
proposal?
As it's the same amount of time. Be good to set some limits on how long the applicant gets to speak so that when all of those in opposition start speaking, they're not also speaking the same amount of time. If I think last time we had 10 minutes and then 10, 10, 10, and it got long. So
well,
that's up to you. That's your decision.
I will evoke the great leadership of former Mayor Vera Katz when she was Speaker of the House. Do you want to hear yourself talk or do you want your project? is maybe the operative word.
Did our council just say 10, 10, 10?
Yes. I don't even know what that is.
I think we're moving up your vacation schedule.
All right. So any further questions for staff before we bring up the appellant?
I just wanted to answer a little bit more to your
please.
Discussion about the base. So in terms of the construction management plan, I think that can't be the basis of the decision. However, as policymakers, you can speak to that and talk to the applicant about that.
Great.
So I think that's that. All right.
Thank you.
All right, the appellant. So let's try to stay within 5-ish minutes, just so we all go home tonight. But we want to give you full rein to make your case.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have three people to testify, and our hope was to stay under 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Right. For your record, my name is Tim Ramos. I'm legal counsel for the project. With me also is Landon Crowell, who's the project owner, Jerry Waters, who leads our design team. When we last met, we were left with three fundamental questions to respond to, and what our objective here today is to let you know where we are on those. The first was, can you do something to soften the design effect of this project on the properties to the north? And the answer to that is yes, and Jerry will go through the changes in more detail, but they are along the lines that Grace described. Essentially, this project has moved from being a zero-lot line project to one that has setbacks. And that distinction has allowed us to address things like maintenance questions and the construction issue and those things that were being raised. The setbacks have been added so that it allows us also to add windows and create some separation to the properties next door, including being able to keep the historic 8-foot separation that is typical in this neighborhood between structures. So we're able to accomplish that. Second question is, are you going to be able to build and maintain this building without encroachment? And the answer to that is yes, and we've submitted a plan in the record where Vic Construction describes how that will be done. They have been constructing zero lot line and close to lot line buildings since 1947 in the city. And so we think they are a good, credible source when it comes to designing how to do it. The third question is, can you soften the construction impact, the construction period impact on surrounding properties? And the answer to that also is yes. While we might not be able to be conditioned involuntarily to address some of these things, we volunteer to have the construction plan attached as a condition. So you need not worry about the question of authority, but we volunteer that. Essentially, there are two key aspects of it. First, there will not be any pile driving at all. There'll be no digging of a basement, so there's no issue of shoring, safety, and collapse. There will be no driving of piles because we'll use an auger system where we'll drill a hole in the ground and inject concrete into that. And if you want more detail on that, we have someone who can describe that process. But there will be no pile driving. So that's a non-issue. If we tried to do it, it would violate the construction management plan and therefore be a violation of our conditions, and we couldn't do it. Mr. Crowell has agreed that even though he doesn't have a settlement agreement with our neighbor, Ms. Sturgis, he will volunteer to extend to her the same protections that are being extended to our neighbor to the south, which were negotiated on their behalf by the Schwabe law firm. That would include a process by which no construction would take place until there was a survey done of that property to the north, including a qualified structural engineer examining the foundation and making specific recommendations as to the construction techniques that would have to be used in order to protect the properties to the north. And the contractor will be required contractually to honor those recommendations from the structural engineer. So that's the process that we'll use for protection. I'll stop there and turn it over to the design folks. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I think Grace did a fairly nice job of describing where we've come to since our initial hearing before you. The big one being the addition of setbacks on the Ankeny, on the 12th Street property side, where we've included a 4-foot setback on the south in response to some neighborhood meetings and direct negotiation with the neighbors on the south. On the north, we've extended a 3-foot setback for over 50% of the building portion that you can see here. This piece back here is actually a void, so there's really only building from here to here. That portion we're giving an 18-inch or 1'6" setback, and we believe that we can maintain that. And then along the rear property of the Sturgis rear property line of the Sturgis property or our east property line on the Ankeny Street side, we've added an additional 3-foot setback along their property there, again, to be able to construct and maintain this building and not cause any interference with the Sturgis property. Here are some massing views showing some of the changes that we've made since that time. I think Grace started with those, but so the massing on that north side of the 12th Street has increased in its differentiation with volume and mass. The height has come down by more than 5 feet, and we've added additional setbacks and notches to increase the windows, which was a comment that both Design Commission and the neighbors had. So here's a view of where we were when we sort of finished up with Design Commission on the left and the changes that have been made to date. the Ankeny Street side, other than material changes, there has really not been an issue. But here's the 12th Street side showing, going back to wood siding and the addition of windows, the additional setback, and the massing changes to articulate that north facade and not have such a blank sheer facade.
Could you please point to the wood siding, just so I'm clear?
So the wood siding will be from level 3 to ground.
Ah, okay.
So it's wood on the first three levels, and then when it steps back, then that's when we transfer to a zinc siding. So the zinc is a 100-year material, long-lasting. It's used on buildings throughout Europe that are very old. And our wood siding, we're using a factory-applied semi-transparent stain that when it's factory applied with a primer and two coats, we can get an industry 25-year warranty on. So we feel that we're providing both the sort of residential feel that has been asked for, and at the same time the durability and maintenance issues are really being put aside.
How much more is the setback on the top structure?
The top is 3 feet from the north property line.
From Ankeny.
Yeah, so this piece is consistently 3 feet from the property line.
Yeah, but that structure on top of the square is set back where there's a tree in the foreground. How far back is that?
Oh, how far is that? I don't know if I know a dimension off the top of my head, but it's at least 8 feet, I would guess, because there's a balcony space.
There's
up
a
there.
Courtyard space up there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And so I think that pretty much concludes the bulk of the changes we've made in an effort to meet the suggestions and negotiated requirements.
Very good.
No, this is not our decision point on this basis, but you know, when you've gone essentially through a design process by committee where you've heard lots of voices and you're making changes responsive to neighbors, I have no standing to say this, but I think the revised building is an improvement over the original building. It's a very handsome building. So I congratulate you for balancing the neighborhood concerns but also having a building that's quite distinctive.
Well, thank you. I think anytime you spend more time working on something, in theory, it should get better. Although sometimes we worry about death by 1,000 cuts. But I also would like to add that in all of this, we have maintained our desire and goal to be a net zero project.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else for this panel?
Oh, I have a question to the lawyer. So just so I'm clear, because we've done a lot of work today, and I just want to make sure we have our eye on the prize here. What is your recommendation in terms of the action we take?
Happy to share.
And would you wordsmith it for us?
Yes. We are asking for a motion that would approve the appeal based upon A, the revised design which you have reviewed today, and B, the addition of a condition requiring compliance with the construction management plan.
I think I can follow that. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz?
What does happen if you get in there and it turns out you can't use the auger you have to do with pile driving?
Because we're conditioned at that point to do the auger, if we wanted to change the construction technique, we'd have to come back and apply for an amendment of conditions and go back through the hearing process.
Thank you.
I might mention, too, that the structural engineer has already approved the auger cast pile. In fact, we had originally started with geopiers because it would have saved us $30,000, and rather than do that, we're spending $30,000 more to address the neighbor concerns. And I might also mention that we're looking for innovation wherever we can find it, because this is going to be the first prototype. We want to be right all the way across the board, so we're considering modular construction, too. So that'll eliminate some of the noise and what have you, too.
That's an interesting idea. Good. Any further questions for the panel? Great.
Thank you.
Have a seat.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank the staff for all the work they've performed on this, and also Ms. Sturgis, who, although we haven't reached agreement with, she was very forthright in letting us know her issues so we could at least attempt to address them.
Very good. Thank you. So next up, I don't know if there are other participants who'd like to testify about the new evidence. Do they don't have to be in opposition. They can be in support of. Is there anybody here who would like to testify in opposition to the revised proposal that's been brought forward? All right, colleagues, that leaves it up to us. Unless legal counsel, am I skipping any part of the process here?
You're doing great.
Commissioner Fritz, when I asked the attorney to give us his recommendation, did he accurately state the position that you had originally articulated?
Yes.
Would you like to offer that as the resolution?
Well, I suppose I have to, because the code says that an application will be approved if it meets the conditions of approval or if it can be conditioned to meet the conditions of approval. I have to say I'm really reluctant to reward a process that's had five hearings at the Design Commission, five hearings before us. I don't think your bureau has had compensation for each, at every step of the way. So I hope that when future applications go to the Design Commission that things will get resolved there before five times, because as I say, that this is not the best use of the council's time. It's not the best use of your time either. And certainly I appreciate the neighbours having been responded to at the end. It would have been better to have responded to them at the beginning. But that said, I move that we approve the appeal with the revised conditions of approval.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish. Legal counsel is giving the head nod. Any further discussion on this matter? Call the roll.
Yeah, I mean, you said revised condition of approval. Based upon the revised design and the condition requiring construction, the construction management plan.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And you'll have to come back with revised findings, won't you?
Yes, it's a tentative decision, and then we'll come back for revised findings. Based on the applicant needs to prepare the revised findings. I believe his attorney has already started to do so. So I'm not sure when a good date to come back is. Our office will want to review them as well.
Do we have to specify a time certain today, or can we hold off on that and just notice?
We should have a date to come back.
Carla's got the book.
Do you want to go 2 weeks out, or how long do you think you need to do the findings?
Draft to staff by the end of this week.
Okay, so I'm kind of pressed for time here.
Are we under a clock? Okay, so I see a nod. So you want to bring it back the 24th?
We need additional time.
We just need 5 minutes.
You know, you just put the police item to the 24th, and then the Portland.
What time is the police item?
2:00. And
let's put this at 2 as well. This is 5 minutes.
We can't do two time certains. We've got like a 2:05 or.
How about
why can't we do it in the morning?
Huh?
Why can't we do it in the morning? It's only going to be 5 minutes for the vote.
I'm going to be here in the afternoon. I don't know if I want to make sure you have a full complement. Could we make this at 2:00 in the afternoon and move the police to 2:05 in the afternoon?
That'd be up to you. I don't.
Just so all we're doing is voting.
This is a weighty decision.
Yeah. I would hate to have you have to re-notice the police decision by moving it 5 minutes.
We're just going to inconvenience people 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They're going to come at 5. We're going to take it up at 2:05. Mayor, you have that discretion.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, legally, do you have a problem? Re-noticing it means sending out another email and hitting send.
And you're just going to be here in the afternoon. You won't be here in the morning. Is that what the concern?
If you want me in here in the morning, you'll have to take it up with my wife.
Well,
I will be gone.
You'll
next
be gone.
Week.
That is
okay. It's the week after.
Oh, okay. So, I will be back.
It's my vacation,
If the three of us are going to be here in the morning of the 24th, we could do it.
And
then.
Let us design your building. This is great. Go ahead.
I am very sorry. I am getting a message from our chief deputy land use attorney that we would like at least 3 weeks so that our office can do an adequate review.
Good.
So pushing it out one more week, and that still leaves us within adequate time to satisfy any statutory timelines.
Great.
Been blown anyway.
Okay. Third, is it? Second?
The 31st. It would be Thursday the 31st at 3 p.m. is available, and only Commissioner Saltzman is out.
Let's do it. Does that work with the applicant? Okay. There's usually very little drama when it comes back with the findings, but just in case.
That's my birthday, by the way. I prefer ice cream, in case anybody's wondering. Are we good?
I think so. Yes, Thursday the 31st at 3 p.m. time certain.
Very good. All right. Call the roll.
Udaly.
I think this was the first land use appeals hearing that I got to sit in on. It feels like that was eons ago, and as fascinating as it's been, I'm really glad it's almost concluded. I don't think either side got everything they want, and maybe that's, you know, the best we can hope for in this process. I just appreciate everybody's input and your willingness to address our concerns. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, I made my comments before, but I'll stress again, thank you, Grace Jeffrey and Tim Herron, for all the work you've been doing. Thanks to the Design Commission, who obviously tried to do their best to get it to an approvable form. And I hope we never again have applications that take 10 hearings in order to get it right. Aye.
Fish?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I think the final result is pretty terrific. And if this is built to these specifications, I think it's going to be an asset to the community. And I love the fact that you're setting the bar so high in energy efficiency. This process is inherently messy, as is democracy. But the goal is to get to the finish line and to bring as many people along with us as possible. And I appreciate the fact that everybody is stretched. I, too, would prefer that these things in a perfect world come to us from the design. If there is an appeal, that there be narrow issues and that the bulk of the work be done at the administrative level, because that's how the system was envisioned. But there is this opportunity to appeal to this body. I will say, though, that given the amount of cranes in the air and applications pending before the Bureau of Development Services, it's probably unsustainable for us to be spending this much time. And just as I'm sure the applicant in this case is looking forward to not returning to City Hall in the near future and focusing on his business. But that said, we are all charged with getting to a result that the code anticipates, and I think this is a pretty terrific project, and I thank everyone for guiding us to this point, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank the applicant, and I want to thank the neighbors who spent a considerable amount of time going back and forth on this, and I think coming to a very solid and amicable resolution. It seems like we've made slow progress at every one of these four hearings, but when you compare what has been what is now in the final proposal versus where it started, it looks like there was a lot of motion and a lot of input and a lot of good decision making along the way. I want to thank all the staff members who are heavily engaged in this, and I'm delighted to vote aye. So the appeal is granted. It has overturned the Design Commission's decision to deny the request. There are conditions of approval which have been attached, and therefore we have approved the revised proposal. This is a tentative vote, and it will be revisited on August 31st at
3 p.m.
for the final reading. Until then, appeal is granted. Thank you, everybody.
We take a 2-minute break as we get settled.
It's 3:30 time certain.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, good.
Yes, we have to take a break until 3:30 because the next hearing cannot start until 3:30. So we will be in recess until that time.